Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Oh. Evan Hafer back in the house. Oh, double down.
Triple Didge.
Right over here across from me.
Evan Hafer and Triple Didge.
Triple Didge Taylor.
Oh. Triple Didge. Those numbers are questionable, bro. Evan, did you ever have a nickname, like a cool nickname or a call sign? What do people call you?
Yeah, so I had a sweet call sign called Idaho. That was my call sign, bro.
They were creative that day.
Your call sign was Idaho?
They were creative that day.
Yeah, so like when we were like choosing our call signs back in the day, right?
You can't choose your call sign.
No, they did. So it was like, write it down on a piece of paper and everybody's like killing. They're all writing down like Skull Smasher and fucking.
That's so gay.
Dick
so
Rapper.
Gay.
Sandbox.
So gay. I was just like, I'm from Idaho. Then I transitioned to Afghanistan, which is a different AO, right? So they're like, you can't use Idaho. That's already been. I was like, okay, well, I'll go by Evan. and they were like, you can't use your real name. And I go, okay. And then I was like,
Evan
my dog's name was Carl. And I was like, I'll go by Carl.
Did you like, kidding. Carl so is Carl, your dog's name is Carl?
Yeah.
His dog's name is still Carl.
Yeah, it's still Carl, man. It's still with a K. So I was emphasis on the K because they're like Carl. And I was like, no, it's with the K, bitch.
Racist.
Yeah,
that's so German. K. Racist.
It's not Carl. It's Carl.
Yeah, Carl.
It's Carl.
It's Carl.
Yeah. The C is silent.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. What? So it's Arl?
No, it's K C A R L.
It kept on saying, like, you have to pronounce the K. No, and they'd say, oh, with a C. I'm like, no, pronounce it with a K. It's a fucking hard
K. It's a K. It's a K.
Hardcore names like that, bro.
Yeah,
but look, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Evan. I'm proud of you, Idaho. I'm proud of you, Carl. Whatever you want to go by.
Appreciate it.
We're happy to have you on the show. We love having Evan Hafer on the show. Welcome to Drinking Bros, boys and girls, kids of all ages. Look, we're coming in hot tonight. Matthew and I just got back from New York City where we saw McGregor win in person, which we'll get to. But first, we got a couple sponsors that pay for this whole fucking bathtub to be on the air. First up is a new one of the show, but an instant fan fave. I'm talking about Haven Lock.
Yes, sir.
Havenlock.com. They've got a thing called the Haven Mech, which will protect you and your entire family. Did you know, on average, to kick through your front door, it's about 3 kicks. With a Haven Lock, it takes more than 50. Jared, who would still be alive if they had a Haven Lock on their door right now?
You know, OJ Simpson would be. I'll tell you who wouldn't be
because the perpetrator was inside the home. That's JonBenet Ramsey. A Haven Lock would just kept her in.
Oh my God.
You still think it was Burke Ramsey on that? You still think it was Burke?
Evan Hafer is fired up, man. I like this.
He is fired up. Well, look, kids, if you got a weird brother in the household, put some Haven Lock on your kids' doors. It'll keep the Burke Ramseys out of the world.
Is that like the new slogan for them? It's like, it's great at people keeping it, keeping people out, even better at keeping them in.
Even better at protecting your children from your other children.
What?
You ever seen Kathy Bates in Misery? He would have never left that fucking house.
That's the greatest commercial ever.
So I know. That's a good one. I know. Go to havenlock.com. They are 100% veteran owned. They got their start on Kickstarter. They raised over $100,000. They got a fucking dope ass product. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get $20 off the lock. You get the fucking lock for like $99. People are posting things online of trying to break down doors with it. Good luck. Nobody's gotten through the door yet.
I love that. It's my favorite thing to always say. I say it every time. I got 99 problems, but a lock ain't one. You know, $99 and like you got that. No fucking problems, dude.
You're goddamn right you don't. Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Wow. That one is well posted as well. People love the Strike Force, man. I've seen it in a MiG. I've seen it in the back of a cab. I've seen it on a rickshaw in Thailand. Kids are drinking it. Listen, if you're pulling a rickshaw in Thailand, your little legs are tiny, and you need some energy to get up one more hill. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com.
One little hill.
Yeah, just a little calf energizer. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. It's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch full of energy you'll ever have. It goes in waters, beers, liquors, Kool-Aids. You can even put it in Black Rifle coffee if you wish. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros.
That would explode your brain.
You'd be shitting through a screen door. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order. They ship everywhere in the entire world, and they get a 750 milliliter bottle that squirts out 100 of those goddamn things. I got two bottles in my house. I got one underneath the seat of my car, just in case shit gets wild.
The only thing dangerous with that, Ross, is because you can do multiple squirts. It's the same thing I do with pre-workout. We're like, I should probably take like a half more scoop, one more scoop, and then all of a sudden you're in fucking unicorn land, fucking jumping rainbows. You don't know where you're at, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Taco Tuesday. Multiple squirts equals no good.
Yeah, exactly. I need a couple more tacos, and all of a sudden your poop's looking like carne asada, but like the bun version. Like, does it blend?
Runny. It's runny. You could put a spaghetti strainer on it.
It looks like liberals after the election, just runny tears everywhere. except for their brown, and they're coming from downtown.
Yeah, you got that Tabasco asshole where it's sweating, it's crying a little bit. Oh, you got a little crying asshole. That we've all been there.
It's flexing. Yeah. You can see it. It's flexing.
I'm there.
We know you're there every day. Whoever washes your boxers, Jared, deserves the MVP of the year. The MVP.
It's actually
he doesn't wear underwear.
No, he doesn't.
Wait. Is it a maid?
Hold on. How do you know that, Evan?
I don't know.
Yeah. Have you? Oh, God damn it, Evan. Are you guys that close? Like, that's sick.
I like to monitor his cleanliness because he spends a lot of time on my furniture. So my wife was just like, hey, does he wear underwear? I'm like, no, but I can force him to put like a garbage bag on his ass when he comes into my house.
Or like, put a paper towel
totally
on the back of his underwear?
He jumped totally on my big love sack in my office today. I have a giant beanbag thing, and he jumped on there. I was like, did you wash today?
Like,
not even like, did you wash your body? I just want to know if you washed one body part.
Just washed a hand. Jeff is the same way.
Why would he ask me that?
Well, I mean.
Why would he ask me that?
What, Matt?
Yes.
Because you were on my love sack today. You jumped on it. That thing is absorbent. It absorbs smells and flavors.
It keeps everything in.
He has a uniform, so he just wears the same clothes. You never think that he washes them, but he actually just throws them away like a fucking homeless person, just changes them out. Like, oh, these are new pants. I'm just going to fucking put these new pants on.
But that's
on.
Not really a homeless. That's more like Justin Bieber status, where he never wears the same boxers. He's probably never wears the same pants because he gets donated so many.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They never use laundry services.
That's the first time we'll ever hear Justin Bieber and Jared Taylor compared.
His pants are brand new.
Fucking sentence together. Next up, we got TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance.com. You know the company. They're the best home defense ammunition company in the entire states of the U.S. Man, I've had some wine, not that much though. I'm having trouble with my words here tonight, man. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition needs. They also fucking sell firearms there. So it's a one-stop shop for killing.
Man, I was going to help you out with that, but you stumbled a little bit, and I like that because Ross, you're like Mike Tyson. You're impeccable. I'm the greatest that's ever lived in the advert, so you can't beat me. I'm unstoppable. I'm the penetratable. Like, you're always
tonight
great.
I am. Tonight you, I am. Tonight I've lost my golden touch, and I apologize to the good men and women of this podcast who listen to this. I'm tripping on my words, and I'm sober, which is the even worse the part problem. About it. So go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything. That is guns. That is ammo. That is if you're teaching a tactical class in Utah, you can get 50,000 rounds. 10% off Drinking Bros. Next up, we got WarfighterTobacco.com. The finest cigars in the whole goddamn land. Real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke hookahs. They're made with the finest Cuban seeds, hand-rolled in the Dominican Republic. They are 100% combat veteran owned. Rocco is one of the owners. They also have a special line of Drinking Bros cigars with the seal, and they've got their own apparel. And I've been wearing some of their shirts. They're dope as fuck.
I will say this, Ross. I like the hookah. Real men don't smoke hookah, but I lived in Kurdistan for some years, and I smoked hookah all the time with them. I will say, real men don't vape. Like, you don't fucking vape. That is just fucking
you don't really hookie either. Let's be real about it.
No, but I mean, like, listen, if you want to drink some scotch and like, yeah, okay, I don't hookah. That's just stupid. No. If you're in a Middle Eastern country, that's fine. You know, it's part of the
cultural assimilation, Ross. It is. But type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off. With Tartarus Ordnance and StrikeForceEnergy.com, they also have subscriptions. Same as BlackRifleCoffee.com, where you can just get that shit sent to your house, which makes it even easier. You don't even have to leave. You don't have to do shit. But tap a button where your credit card is already saved. Same with our next one is Broquet.co.
Oh, shit.
Love Broquet.
Broquet is up in the business, dude.
BROQUET.CO. Broquet.co.
Because when you're fucking lazy and want to give a great gift, Broquet.com.
Yeah, it's instead of getting a lady a bouquet of roses, you're getting your bro a broquet of awesome shit. They have meats. They have a whole sriracha set that I got from my dad, which is awesome. It had like sriracha popcorn, chocolates.
Anybody else addicted to sriracha?
I am.
I am too, man. The Mexican culture is fucking taking over. I know.
Hey, I know we're still doing adverts, but
that's fine.
For everybody out there, take one part sriracha, two parts ranch dressing, mix that up. Put your fucking pizza in there. Your life will change forever. You're welcome for my service.
Hey, I've been watching in state. Pizza Hut has a sriracha pizza.
Fuck them. Make your own. It's amazing.
It's good.
You got to have
make your own. I also get down a little Totino's late at night, and that's my dirty pleasure. That's my dirty. Fucking guilty pleasure. I get down on 4 for $5. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, yeah. Ross, all this, I got to go. I got a QDO, so I'll be back.
What's a QDO?
You got a quick dump out?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Dump out mid podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're gonna dump out mid podcast and then tell our entire audience where you're going.
It's hurting. It's hurting right now.
In my old bathroom.
Oh God.
We're like Eskimo shitting brothers.
God damn it. Look, if one of your bros takes a shit at your house and or on the podcast, send him some broquet.co and say I'm sorry. That's BROQUET.co. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros, you get 10% off. They also have like bar equipment. Like I got some fucking awesome bar gear. Like
glasses or like
glasses,
cocktail mixers
or... bitters. I got some mixers, all kinds of shit. Broquet is the dopest shit for men of all time. It's owned by the same people as Carnivore Club, so that's why they're so good. Yeah, that's why they're so fucking good. They're awesome. Great. We got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. Matthew, give me that horse. God damn it. It's the first ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written by Ross Patterson. He's a genius. If you don't know him, you should meet him. If you like to meet him, maybe you can't. And you should just smell him through the fucking phone. He's an amazing human being. Hell of a writer. He's a very gifted lover. Who's a lot of people say he's too unselfish.
He still hasn't sent me an autographed copy.
Yeah,
you know why I haven't, Evan?
You know what the deal was? Why?
I would not send you a signed copy of A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed until I got my monthly K cup subscription to Black Rifle Coffee.
Guess what?
I have not gotten, Evan.
Well, you have to go to blackriflecoffee.com and you can sign up for that, Ross.
Yeah, I know that, but as a friend,
just use the discount code Ross.
I would have thought. I know the owner.
It's 300% off. You actually make money.
No, it pays you to order the product.
Yeah.
I know. Well, hey, it's the same with books, which Matt Best will find out. Whoever's listening to the podcast, we got a book coming out next fall called Matt Best Freedom the Fuck On. You will find out in the contract. You'll get one book from the publisher. The rest you have to buy on your own. That is no lie.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in life you're 11.5, and that's all.
You can either be a 10 or you can be an 11.5 in this.
Whatever
life.
You want to be, you can do it.
Yep. You can do it. Speaking of you can do it, you can go to blackriflecoffee.com and support Evan Hafer and Matt Best. Their coffee company.
I wouldn't say support me. I mean, he gives me some bread trimmings off of the Black Rifle once in a while when I make a silly video and put it in there. But he's the true mastermind behind that business. I'm just I've been trying to get him to get me a job over there.
He's got an office. He's got an office in the building. He's really getting close.
He gave me an office. I'm not gonna lie. So it's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. By the way, best coffee in the biz. Wherever we go, we drink it. No lie. Evan brings it with him. Also, their mugs. You gave me that ceramic mug. I drink out of that every day. I took a picture of it on Instagram.
Yeah, you know what? I will talk about that since, and you know, you always talk about the roast to order coffee and all the shit you guys do, but I will say this.
The mugs are dope as shit.
Dude, no. So like the ceramist who is it, ceramist? Is that what it's called?
Sure, you can
whatever
go with
fuck.
That.
Ceramist?
Ceramist is like someone that makes teeth.
Ceramicist,
but anyways, when whoever does the clay pottery for them, dude, I had her. I paid $120 to get a custom mug,
It is so fucking dope.
It's fucking
and their
awesome.
Custom mugs, like they're 100% like handcrafted in the United States.
Yeah. By a 70-year-old woman, nonetheless.
Yes, and who
they're the best.
One of your employees, correct?
Yeah. One of the employees, his mom is a master ceramicist. Is that what we decided?
Ceramer. She's a ceramer.
Yeah, clayist. Whatever we're calling it.
You know, a clay master. Claymatarn.
So a lot of people don't know this, right? Which is, I started roasting coffee about 10 years ago between deployments. I started taking it overseas with me. I went on this quest, just like a lot of gunheads and myself, to find the perfect bullet. I went on a quest to find the perfect cup of coffee. Started roasting this stuff on a back porch of my 700 square foot mansion in the mountains of Colorado to find the perfect roast. And I ended up landing on this fantastic green bean in Colombia. And that's what we stick to. We got a Colombian, we got a Brazil. I'm coming out with an Ethiopian, and I am also doing a Yemen. So this year,
wait, hold on. Did you say you're coming out with an Ethiopian, or
I'm coming
an
out
Ethiopian?
With me and my bear, me and my twink Ethiopian are coming out.
I was like,
no, we're.
Wouldn't it be weird if you say he's an Ethiopian? So he's like super jacked.
So
like,
this fucking awesome. So we came up with this great idea, which was like, I'm gonna roast a coffee from Yemen. I'm gonna call it Fuck ISIS. Right.
Oh, and they're making
in all the proceeds, like every fucking dollar is going to be sent back to the Kurds to put bullets in the heads of ISIS fucking fags.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can
yeah.
we do that on the music video that I have set up for?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. Fuck ISIS. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to put ourselves really high on their fucking hit list and we're going to just wait.
But
wait,
we have
an
a
ambush.
Lot of guns in the office.
It's
so
an L like... ambush.
I have learned, though, something about the Black Rifle office, since I do have an office there now, and I'm making the move to Salt Lake eventually. Like, you know, I'm an owner of Lead Slinger Spirits, and if I leave my door open, I left it open today, like, because I built a shelf of all the whiskey. I left three open bottles on my fridge. One disappeared. And I looked at Eli, and I was like, there was three there. And he goes, there was. And I was like, exactly. This is why. And I was going to put stickers under the whole shelf that I built that says, he pulled a whiskey bottle. It just says, you're fired.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fire you, but yeah. I will go talk to Evan.
Do they sell it? Let me ask you. Do they sell lead slingers in Utah?
They don't now. It's a hard state to get distribution in, but we do have some connects that we're working on, and we are slowly growing that company. So,
dude, by the way, every bottle, every state you go to, dude, do you guys have lead slingers? Well, man, why is it in my state? People fucking love that shit, and if you find it, it's like finding a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle.
Pappy Van.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man. It's all.
It sells out everywhere.
I got a gallon mason jar with a tap on it, and I filled up whatever 750 milligram thing, whatever it is, milliliters.
Yeah.
In my office. So I have like a tapped whiskey pouring system in my office. I'm super stoked.
Really?
About it.
That's
yeah,
dope.
I'm excited.
When we were doing the 100th in Denver, you guys gave me a couple bottles of rum. You know, I went to a Staples Center and wrapped it up and took it back with me on the plane. I was so paranoid that it was going to break. Yeah, because you can't buy it. We don't get it in North Carolina. So every Christmas, one of my biggest guilty pleasure is eggnog and rum. And I wanted to have lead slingers and eggnog. So I've got both those bottles you guys have. And the ceramic cup that Evan gave me.
Is eggnog
is my
and
coffee
rum
mug.
Good?
Eggnog it's the best.
Really?
It's the best. Spiced rum and eggnog is the best.
Good to know.
That's the Christmas tradition, by the way.
That's the Santa Claus. We'll call it the Santa Claus.
Yeah, Christmas is around the corner. Because we were in New York and we saw people were already decorating. They were already decorating.
If it's in your mouth, it's real, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So my uncle said.
Now I have to go to therapy. What?
I know.
I like the coolest uncles
and
ever.
He keeps saying it like, oh man, if it's in your mouth, it must be good. So you're Matthew, lifelong dream was to see UFC in person. We got to see McGregor himself fight. How was it? Was it everything that you hoped it would be in real life?
Man, you know, I will say this, like all my friends always talked about how being in the event was, it's, you know, there's positives and negatives to each scenario. And like, I enjoy, I'm a homebody. So I like sitting on the couch and drinking whiskey and watching the fights. But I will say the energy when shit goes down was like explosive. And then,
boy, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, and we said it earlier, like I was like, I'm not a huge, I am a McGregor fan because he's great for the sport, but like, seeing him win two titles at Madison Square Garden for the first fucking UFC event ever was, it's historic. You'll never match that ever again. And we were in row 8. Thank you, Ross, because Ross bought me the tickets. He's an amazing friend. And we got
You're
down.
Welcome.
We drank
You're
a welcome, lot of whiskey, you know?
Yeah, we did. We had a fucking blast. We were right on the floor. Amazing seats. McGregor just beat the piss out of that person. I'd never been to a UFC fight in person. I was a big boxing guy. So I'd been to the last, you know, I don't know, 10 championships in a row, except for Pacquiao Mayweather. I did not go to.
I will say we were laughing that there's a Boston guy there, Evan, who just kept like, choke him, punch him in the dick, fuck him up. You're like, you're not even saying things. He was just shouting like obnoxious statements at like.
Well, I think the like reason Misha being Tate. Is a lot of people from boxing have now switched over to UFC, which I'm one of those converts. So they don't know the terms yet. They're not like, oh, put him in a rear naked choke. They're like, oh, fucking tear his dick off.
Rip his dick off.
Give him an Evan. And by the way, yeah. On the way up to, because we were switching off turns going back to the bar. There was a private bar there. And we were switching off turns going back to the bar. Somebody stopped me for a picture. And it literally, when I was talking to him, he's like, oh, man, I love Range 15. And he goes, yeah, man, I hope in this next fight. He rips his dick off like Evan got his dick ripped off in your movie. And I was like, yeah, way to go. Way to go.
How did you feel about getting your dick ripped off, Evan?
I thought it was fantastic. I was just happy you guys didn't write me out.
Yeah, no, people were stoked on it. People were stoked on it. And but yeah, that you're getting a lot of rip your dick off, break their leg, that type of thing. People don't know the terms yet, but they are converting. I heard that was one of the highest watch fights they've ever had in the history of the UFC as far as ratings go. I personally I had a fucking blast in person. If I had one negative to say about the UFC, and this is what I've said before watching it at home, is there's 30 fucking undercards that you should really cut that down.
Well,
McGregor,
no, I think
McGregor didn't come on to like 1:30 in the morning.
Right. Well, they space those out. So I will say, it's like on the viewership level, you have they mock them up to it's like Fox Sports 1, then you have the other one, and then it's pay per view. So like it gives the ability for people to watch all the fights. But like, yeah, dude, we had that discussion because we're like we went.
I would have been tired. I would have.
Oh, dude, you were
home.
Smoked, man. Like you would have been because like 6 p.m. Ross and I were like, should we go? And I was like, let's fucking do this if we're gonna do it. And then like 9, 10, 30 p.m. rolled around. Even when Chris Weidman with Romero was on, it was a beautiful fight. We're just like, where's the main card? And I'm a massive fan. So it wears you out being there. But that was a great event. And
it was fucking awesome. You know what's funny? I realized how long it was when I looked at the bar tab Monday morning when I got to the office.
God,
and I was
damn,
like,
dude.
Oh,
we dumped some money.
Oh, we were going doubles every single round.
Yeah,
and Madison Square Garden is not forgiving of that.
There, we got two doubles. It was $74.
Pre-tip. Wow.
I don't know how that works out to $74, but I remember that, and I was just like,
every single trip
fucker.
Up. Yeah. It was crazy. It was
all I could think about.
Is
like
crazy.
I own my own spirits company, and then I normally buy a handle of whiskey for like $50. Yet I just paid $74 for literally 4 ounces of booze. Like,
I was comfortable. That evening I was very comfortable.
Where were you at?
Did you dump out? Were you
no, I'm
now?
Talking about that evening of the fight.
Oh, I just
I was in my friend's private movie theater.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. You're dumping out in new houses. You're in your friend's private movie theaters. Jared, God forbid, if your comfort wasn't paramount, I don't know where we'd all be right now.
The private movie theater. He was in the same bed with a man.
A private movie theater. So,
watching
let me
a
ask,
movie on a MacBook.
Exactly. Let me ask you this, Jared. Since you're in a private movie theater, have you heard of this Hacksaw Ridge movie by Mel Gibson?
I have heard of it. I saw some reviews on it today from some friends of mine.
Best war movie, they said, in 20 years since Saving Private Ryan.
That's a fucking stretch.
That's what Howard Max Mullen said, too. So I almost, like, because Max Mullen said that he thinks it's the best war movie, I'm kind of like, Okay.
Max Mullen is a Ranger Hall of Fame, right?
He is a Ranger Hall of Famer.
Wow. Dude, Mel Gibson, look, on the directing and writing tip, does not fuck around. That guy is incredible. I know Passion of the Christ was $475 million worldwide, and that's impressive in its own right. He wrote and directed that. But what I was impressed with was, did you guys ever see Apocalypto?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, that movie was fucking dope and, like, wild, like, weird as shit. The pregnant lady and then given the, oh, man. I mean, if you can write and direct a movie like Apocalypto, you're a fucking genius. I don't give a shit who you are.
Well, and there's Passion, too, right? I mean, that was...
Passion of Christ.
Passion of Christ, yeah. It was amazing. It was amazing. He wrote and directed that as well.
You can't get Apocalypto on Amazon or anything.
It was
live streamed.
No.
I tried. I really wanted to watch that movie like 4 months ago, and I couldn't.
Yeah, he's secretive about his shit. Hey, what's your favorite war movie, Jared, of all time? What do you got?
In the Army Now with Pauly Shore.
Fuck off, dude. Are you fucking serious?
It's so funny you say that. On Rated Red, I trolled them, and I was like, In the Army Now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think anybody, Saving Private Ryan, like, hands down.
Hearts War.
Hearts War. I auditioned for Hearts War. I will say that script was incredible. That movie was not what that script. The script was way better than that movie turned out to be. But Saving Private Ryan is up there. What about you, Evan? Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to say it's war era, but it's Inglorious Bastards.
I love Inglorious Bastards.
That's a good one.
I'm doing it because there's a whole big story behind it. It's not like high intense action, but it's fucking amazing because it's like
it's a great movie, man. You know, Tarantino said he's only doing two more and then he's quitting.
Yeah, absolutely. I just heard that 2 weeks ago or whenever.
Yeah,
the fuck
he's
going to
retire after two more. He said I'm doing 10 films. I'm dropping the mic and I'm telling every other filmmaker to fucking top what I just did in these 10 films.
Yeah. I love that. Like the favorite scene of the war of any war movie is quite literally the Jew bear banging that bat coming down that little pipe right towards
the
Germans.
Watched it, man. So
dude,
I'm
it
sorry.
Was incredible.
It's a sick movie, man.
I've never seen Inglorious Bastards.
Oh god,
it's so good.
It's fucking incredible.
We're gonna set that up since he's never seen
it's
it.
Amazing.
It's so good.
I've heard great things about it. I was just like deploying and running back and forth that I just never. By the time it got done,
I have
never
to
did.
Commend you on your delicious milk.
Yeah, it's fucking incredible.
Could I want to see it. What about you, Ross? What's your favorite military movie?
Man, my
is it called I Didn't Serve?
Yeah, exactly.
A lifetime
stolen
autobiography.
my end all be all is Apocalypse Now. Wow, I fucking love it.
Redux.
I watched the Redux as well. Like I'm set. Like to me, it was just like holy fuck. I don't know if it was like that or not, but it was incredible.
I hate to interrupt, but I know that this everybody will get behind me. My favorite war movie of all time is Tropic Thunder.
I'm a dude
trying to be a dude playing a dude.
I got one that'll throw you for a loop. I love Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah,
that's real fucked up.
Jacob's Ladder.
Are you talking about the actual Jacob's Ladder, the cardio machine? Because that's a
motherfucker.
I hate that thing. That thing
climbing a ladder. That's all I'm doing.
Let's talk about a Jacob's Ladder. Because you look at that thing.
No, because I wanted to talk about the movie.
I want to talk about the cardio equipment because when you get on that motherfucker in my prime and Ranger Battalion, I was like, dude, I'm a boss. I got this. I get on that bitch for 3 minutes. I'm like, this fucking Jacob Ladder is fucking sucks.
That's the way I feel about the fucking Aerodyne machine at CrossFit. That thing's a goddamn
dude,
bitch.
It brutalizes you, man. I was like, I realize I'm fat and 30 now. That's super cool.
I will say the HBO series is basically outdone and ruined every war movie because when you look at the Pacific,
what about Generation Kill? A lot of people like
Generation Kill was good. I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew most of those guys.
It was very realistic.
And most of those guys.
Ross, have you seen Jacob's Ladder?
I have not seen Jacob's Ladder. I heard it's great,
by
the way.
You need to try that one out because that's one of those ones. It's real fucked up, and you'll be like, you're gonna be confused until the last 20 minutes.
All right, I'm down. Is it a Stephen King movie?
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm just tossing out names.
It's very Stephen King-esque. Yeah. Like, You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I haven't seen it since I was like 16, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. But yeah, I'll go Apocalypse Now is still my jam. Saving Private Ryan, though, man. I cried during that. I'm not going to lie.
Well, everybody hates the when the Jewish guy doesn't kill the Nazi.
Oh, my God. Right?
Eben.
So
Eben.
Much.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Dude, you want to punch that? Yeah. No. Stop. Dude. Yeah. I remember when I was watching that, I was like, I'm going to join the military and kill every fucking Nazi. I'm like, wait, I'm in the 2000s. Nazi.
Hey, what was that?
Exist.
What was that recent movie with Tom Hanks about the U2 driver that got
shot? Oh, shit. That
Russia.
Came out last year. It's funny.
Bridges,
nobody saw that
Bridges
movie.
Bridges Too Far or Bridge
yeah,
something?
Yeah. Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies. I thought that was a cool movie, too. Yeah. Because that Russian dude, the Russian guy in that, had the craziest attitude of anybody. Like when they're like, well, they're going to try you for being a traitor. And he's like, aren't you worried about that? He goes, would it help?
Hey, Jared, you know what was one of my faves as a kid was Memphis Belle. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Of course.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memphis Belle was one as a kid. When we got
Platoon.
Platoon, man. Oh, Platoon.
Platoon.
What about Hamburger
Platoon
Hill?
Platoon is
too.
Why
Shit.
I joined the military. Like,
was it really?
Yeah, fuck yeah. God, are you kidding me? Like, Bunny? Like, butt stroking the. I mean, I don't want to unleash that kind of rhetoric on this.
Wait,
but Bunny, like, bashing the head in with the butt of a shotgun? Like,
I joined.
What? Am I going to do this?
I literally joined because Black Hawk Down as well. So, like, I think all movies can influence.
We're missing a good one, though. What's the one with fucking Gunny where he comes back and takes the recon platoon?
Hamburger Hill.
No,
that's not Hamburger Hill because it's Grenada.
Yeah, it's Grenada, that firefight that they had
it's
down
there.
It's
a shit sandwich.
Like three-hour firefight that they had down there. The three-hour firefight that they had down there. Yeah, that was Heartbreak Ridge. Yeah, that was Heartbreak
Ridge.
That's Clint Eastwood. Yeah, I love Heartbreak. Yeah. My dad's favorite movie, actually. Yeah. That's his favorite movie. Shout out to Jerry.
Because Clint Eastwood has the best attitude in that. Like, he's just a fucking salty asshole.
Gotta love Clint Eastwood, man. Yeah. He's a shit.
And he... Medal of Honor recipient.
The first half of that was just shit. Just complete garbage, right? Where it's just like dudes dancing in the barracks and he takes over this like so stupid.
Guys running
like,
in formation.
All right, now we're in Grenada. Fuck yeah. All right, I can get behind this. But like, come on, just watch the first half.
Dude, Iron
horrible.
Eagle.
Oh, fuck yeah. Chappie Sinclair. I love Iron Eagle,
is
dude.
The name of the film, Iron Eagle?
Yeah.
Never seen it?
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm the worst movie buff. I don't watch movies.
Iron Eagle
I will say
Vision.
One of the greatest recent war films I've ever seen was Independence Day 2. How the fuck?
No.
That was
pretty cool.
You're
no,
so gay. It was
say
so
that.
Fucking bad.
Oh, come you two
on.
Are fucking
Are you kidding
on,
me? Hold
dude.
On. Hold on. Let me hold
Who
on.
Was the I war against the aliens?
I want this out with fucking JT. Did you really like that?
Yeah.
You're fucking insane.
I was drunk.
That was
so what?
That was the worst acting I've ever seen.
I didn't notice it. I just saw lasers.
JT seen every Vin Diesel movie ever made.
Dude,
loves
no.
Triple X.
Dude, I literally I watched that with like three friends, and I thought it was a fucking comedy. I mean, there was not acting. The oh my God.
I liked it.
Oh, fuck
you
off,
you
dude.
Were you
fuck
were the
off.
Worst with movies, by the way. Just
I went and saw it
worst.
By my. I went and saw it by myself too, so no one would make fun of me while I was having fun.
I'm sure you did. By the way, I saw Hillary Duff is dating her personal trainer.
I
want to
hear that.
So it looks like somebody you're gonna have to start getting in shape if you wanna get take down the
no,
hill.
No, I
dog.
Don't because obviously
the
I want to give her a different option.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I don't need to
guy,
give her the same option.
Yeah.
Here's what I love about it. I saw the picture of this dude yesterday. He has an 18 pack. He's the exact opposite of you. So if that's her type, Jared, it is. I'm sorry to say,
I don't think it's her
man.
Type.
It's
I
gone.
Think she's just taking.
When you go to the restaurant, are you ordering the salad or are you going to order those fries with the gravy on them?
I'm going to get the. Yeah. I'm going to get.
Jared is the fries with the gravy.
No,
with the salad.
They might have just a little bit of poop on them.
What?
Oh, how does this go to me eating poop?
No, I'm just saying, like, those you fries dumped are out, questionable.
You dumped out
those fries
mid-podcast.
Are questionable.
No.
Jerry, you didn't even get 15 minutes into the show before you dumped out.
It was an emergency.
I'm going to eat those fries. I'm not sure if they got poop on them, but I'm going to eat them. But that's Jared.
They like delicious.
That's Jared. Just a quick dump out and a surprise.
Hey.
Yeah, no, Hillary Duff is not going your way anytime soon, my man.
I don't get fries with the gravy. I get a cheeseburger where the bun is grilled cheese sandwiches.
The polls get a lot of things wrong these days, Ross. You know, it could go to Jared, bro.
I think she's like trying something different, you know, because she's gonna come back. She's gonna come back to the fluffy, warm one.
The shot that I saw, they were on a beach together, and I will say this, Jared, I'll give you credit on this one. She looked banging. I was like, oh shit, Hillary Duff looks hot. I get it. Like, she stepped up her game.
No, that's like saying that like a chick that was super fat and ugly like got okay. So I think that the margin of like benefit is very small.
No, I'm telling you,
you're
find
still
this,
Hillary
I
Duff.
I think
find
my,
this pic. She got really hot.
I saw the picture, Ross, and I'm not a fan. Like,
you know,
I'm an air conditioning unit. I'm not a fan.
I would make a better couple with Kate Mara, though. I think Kate Mara and I would be adorable together.
I think she would outclass you.
What
she's
is that?
Too smart.
No,
for
that,
Jared.
What is that, like
she
a sea
not...
creature? What the fuck is Kate Mara?
You know
what
you're
talking about.
The red-haired chick from House of Cards.
I've just turned into like the guy that's like, I have the ability to like maybe potentially date those people. I'm just going to date like nobody's because then I might actually get liked for my character. You can go date the Hillary Duffs, though, JT.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Matt, to that point, I'll flip it around on you. Wouldn't Hillary Duff be dating Jared just, you know, not because of looks or money, just
no,
himself?
No, absolutely. And they can live a fat, happy, twinkie life, and I'd be very thankful for
that. I would
that
live
life.
That. She would be fit. She's got to go to the gym.
Whoa, what's with the double Jared, what's with the double standard here? You
hey,
she's got to go to the gym and be fit, but you can be a fucking fat late, like,
yeah,
come on.
She likes it to be soft when she goes
she
to sleep.
Obviously does not. The guy she's dating had a 54 pack, which I've never seen. As the conversation keeps going on, that guy's got a 118 pack, and there's you, where it's a soft sub down the middle, you know.
I mean, I imagine you're warm, Jared, but it's very fluffy.
They like it.
they who's they?
They like it. Who is they? The
I've
sister. Who else is they?
You've gotten feedback.
I've gotten feedback. I mean, it's old feedback.
I'm saying from your wife from the last
thin.
4 years.
I was thin 4 years ago, so I guess I haven't had any feedback in a while.
Wait. Yeah, I mean, when are you guys? By the way, when's this Black Rifle money going to be like the fuck you money of like just buying weird shit? I saw Lee Harvey Oswald's handcuffs. We're on sale today for $250,000. The ones that he got shot in. I want those. When is that going to become a thing?
Talk to Evan. He's the guy running the business over there. We're just weirdos that like.
Evan, would you pay $250 for Lee Harvey Oswald's handcuffs?
Yeah, I mean, if I had fuck you money, I definitely would. I would actually like to just pay people to reconstruct the assassination like a sideshow in Disneyland every day in Dallas. Just reconstructing the happiest moment in American history, fucking over and over
the
again.
Worst moments.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
The worst moments in American history. No, you can relive them over and over.
Just like go down there
and
watch.
You go to Ford Theater and blow Lincoln away in front of a whole fucking
family. Just drink beers
and
fucking, celebrate. Every day would be like a tailgate party for America.
It's like wax mannequins where you can see the assassination.
That fucking sex addict communist just fucking
but can it be like
blown apart? Just watch him fucking tailgate that shit.
Can it be like CO2 like influent where they it's just...
God,
like the execution.
Yeah, I think
going.
That's part
like,
of it.
That'd be fucking beautiful, man.
I think that's
what I'm
going to
do with
for.
Fuck you money right there. I'm going to reconstruct that entire Dallas block, and I'm just going to have a show like the OK Corral every day. And it's just for me. I'm going to pull up in my truck and watch it. And
well,
just
I'm
go,
actually
fuck,
a big
fuck
fan
yeah,
of this
America,
idea.
And I'm just going to drive off.
Well, I would want the ride called the Oswald ride, and yeah, like you have to
you get to be the driver.
You have to shoot. You have to shoot yeah, and make that shot, but like yeah, your date is in the driver's seat, so it's no, like, hey, bro,
that's what we need to
you
do.
You better not pull that
we,
round.
We need to put on the shooting competition, and that's one stage in the shooting competition that we call the Oswald.
The Oswald,
and it's a fucking moving target at the exact angle, at the exact fucking miles per hour as the limousine's pulling away.
But then
and you have to shoot it with the exact rifle.
But then we'd have one called like the Wilkes Booth,
and then at the end, it says you're arrested and you're a CIA cutout. Fuck you.
Can we have one called the Wilkes Booth where you just have to shoot someone from one foot away?
That's what we need to do.
This is super.
We'll just have the assassination yeah, fucking shooting events. That's all they are. But we're going to have the Reagan to fucking.
This is so dumb.
Fucking Reagan, the Kennedy, the fucking you John pay? Wilkes.
Wilkes Booth has to be level one because yeah, it's like, you don't miss that shot.
No,
I'm
you
literally,
don't.
I'm at Ford's
Theater. But he has like a lock cap pistol.
Yeah.
You know that you have to fucking
you have
load.
To reload and like know how to like manipulate.
And then you got
to
jump down on the stage. It's like 15 feet away.
But
break
here's
your
the thing.
Legs.
As an audience member, it's like a play. You charge audience goer seats on how close they are to the killing. So the closer you are to the killing, the more expensive the seat it is. Like a rock concert where you're like, oh shit, I want to get some Lincoln blood on me, dude. You better get first three rows.
I feel like like if someone reviewed this episode, they'd call it presidential. Man, this got dark real quick. Yeah,
so, well, what other so tragedies quick, would you reenact though in American history and sell it?
Listen, like I would do like
right, wait, what do you mean tragedies?
I would do the
are we talking about tragedies?
Lincoln was a great
why are
man,
you putting,
Evan.
Why are you
Lincoln
putting a fucking downer
man,
on this, man?
You
I'm talking about the like
you
the
ever,
Kennedy
you
assassination.
Ever do, like, pop culture American assassination, for it's like you have to drive in a white Bronco, and then when you pass the level, the glove fits. It slips on the hand. You're like, oh shit. Ding, ding, ding. OJ, the gloves fits. Round seven.
Yeah.
It's like a title fight, dude.
That's what we need. We just need the conspiracy.
You go
levels,
through 9/11 yeah, again, and then you put people on the floor and you have them try to escape. Like,
no, that's too soon, Ross.
Too soon. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dude, we're 1962. You're in fucking 2000. You're 2001.
You went OJ. All right, you went OJ. You went 94 on it.
No,
so
I
couldn't
think
go.
The 9/11 one would be like the final one where actually like the badass firefighters like stop the plane, and it's like Americans are better than everybody.
You
know, fuck
you
off.
You got to go back terrorism, a level. You're on the Timothy McVeigh level where you're just driving a fucking truck.
Hey, Evan, too soon.
Okay, this is the easiest one you got. You just got to drive this truck.
What the fuck?
the round you can't pass is like the what is the two the terrorists that came in and attacked the Texas when they did like the anti the caricatures of Muhammad.
Oh, that's right.
And they just showed up like, we're going to kill. And they got smoked by like a 70-year-old with a fucking revolver. Just like, that is America, right?
Hey, man, this is Texas. What you guys
yeah,
doing down here? Jesus,
yeah, like,
man.
Hey, boy, you don't fucked up. You came to a party with a gun. I'm going to kill you.
It gets
man,
real.
I've been watching you for fucking 4 miles. You're wearing a headdress.
It gets real
this is
dark.
Texas. When you don't have a cowboy hat. I'm looking at you like a communist.
You're in a basement, and they just hand you a bat. That's the John Renee Ramsey round.
No, that's oh, Jared, too soon.
You guys are going fucking dark tonight.
It was a flashlight, Jared.
I've always wanted to do a scene from a cooking show, which is
lateral. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Evan?
What?
I heard unsubscribers happening.
Seriously?
Yeah,
I've always wanted
to
do a cooking
show.
Just a scene.
Matt, yeah, if
show,
they didn't unsubscribe when Jared dumped out in the first 10,
yeah,
then we're good.
True.
You know?
What?
Yeah.
You couldn't hear it.
Oh, God. Thank
you
God.
There is a bathroom downstairs, and
yeah,
you went
upstairs. I didn't want you to hear it.
These cooking shows, right, they always yeah, give you these obscure, like, here's a potato, a fucking piece of cauliflower, and, like, you know, the hindquarter of a pig or whatever. Like, you got to right, make something out of it. Right. I've always wanted to do one scene out of a cooking show where all you do is you pull apart, or you pull over the blanket, and all there is a bat. And then the curtain passes and it's a fucking cow, like a calf. It's just like, there's your meal.
There's your
meat.
Go
get it.
Make your own food, boy.
Make your steak.
Oh, God. Hey, you know there's a blind restaurant where you eat with the lights out. You know that, right?
Dude, how funny.
No, I'm dead serious.
Don't stop.
You eat a full meal blind.
Ross, how funny would this be? Oh, my God, I'm dying. What if you did a cooking show and you get a pocket knife and a bat and you each get a cow, like you're saying, and it was like, make the best steak. So it's like,
who can make the best steak?
Do I cut the cow's throat?
Yeah, no.
Do I bat the head? And then do I cut the meat off the cow?
Let's just do that.
We were going to open a restaurant. What was it called?
We've got a thousand names for different ones. Like I want to name this right now, which is the show will be called Bludgeoned.
Bludgeoned, yes, it will. This episode of Bludgeoned.
There is blind restaurants in New York and LA where you go in and eat blind with your dates. There's no lights. Really? There's no lights except for the food. Yeah. Yeah. So that's real. That's real. It wasn't like I was Helen Kellering it just to do it. Like, that's a real fucking thing in the world.
I believed you, but it'd be way cooler if they had to kill the animals and then eat blind.
Right.
That'd be great. It's almost like fondue. You're halfway to fondue. You're just putting raw shit in there and cooking it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like anybody that says they're like a vegan, but then they have that late night McDonald's. Like, let's go to the slaughterhouse and make you a true vegan. That way, you stop saying you're a vegan and you eat McDonald's. Like, you're eating the worst meat in the planet.
Hey, I like McDonald's.
I know you do. Listen, look at your belly. You want to eat the whole corporate entity. You opened a franchise up in that fucking belly. Look at that guy.
It's beautiful.
Hey.
You opened up a franchise in that belly, Jerry. Could you make your own steak? Who do you think would make a better steak over there? I think Evan. I'd go Evan.
I think I'm the only one here that's ever had a steak like within minutes of the cow being killed.
How so?
Let me take you back to 30 gallons of diesel in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys eat that fucking cow afterwards?
Yeah.
No way. I did not know that. That's one of my favorite episodes. 30 gallons of diesel in a cow.
I will say, I don't think Jared knows the history of my like conservative family. Like, I used to go hunt and like, my brother and I would take an MRE out a piece, and then we'd kill rabbits, squirrels, and we would literally within 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a
rabbit. We would go cook them on a little Bunsen burner, and we would eat them up. So,
but that's not a cow, like a steak.
It's a fucking cow. Like, you can't legally kill a cow. You know that well with your legalities that you.
Why are you looking at me with judging eyes?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at you, thinking of the commercial idea that I had for hamburger.
I like this.
Yeah, I'm just flashback to a different commercial.
What's hamburger?
You guys have explained this to you, which is like you're driving down a lone, dusty road.
I'm going to grab a whiskey and please explain this because I love this.
You pull off on the road and there's a guy and he's like, is this dude in road rage? He jumps out of his 1977 Ford truck. He slams the door and rips a bat out of the back of the truck and he's like stomping into the field. And you're like, what in the fuck is going on? He lifts the bat up. He's ready to just strike down something, and then it flashes out, and it's a wide pan, and it's just him, a cow, and a bat, and then it zooms in on the eye, and it makes a big cow noise, like, it goes black, and then it's hamburger. It's just a commercial.
Can we do that?
For hamburger.
Can we do that? I want to make that so
I want to make that commercial. I want to make that commercial so fucking bad.
Fucking bad.
You know what makes that resonate with me? Because there was those commercials like in the early 2000s where it wasn't brand specific, right? Mm-mm. It would just be about dairy products.
Yeah.
And they would have these commercials where it's like someone would break a bone like mowing a lawn and be like, buy milk.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wait, what? It wasn't like milk farm, like John's milk farm. It was just milk. Like,
exactly.
How does that work? It'd be like,
Dairy Farmers of America have united in order to make a fucking commercial.
It'd be like you saying, buy coffee. And you're like, no, buy Black Rifle coffee. But like, you made a commercial strictly for coffee. So you're like,
I think we should
hamburger. 20%.
Brought to you by
that 80% meat.
Brought to you by PETA.
Yeah.
It's a PETA commercial.
Brought to you by PETA.
We're killing animals. Tastes really good.
Fucking PETA.
We load that. We put it on a DVD. We send it to PETA for a Christmas gift.
Oh, we've got better ideas for that.
Oh, man. On that note, let's get to the drinking bro of the week, shall we, kids?
Let's do it, buddy.
This one was submitted. The drinking bro of the week was submitted by Connor Tracy. Don't know if that name's that could fit for a girl and a guy. Connor Tracy. But I'm going to go dude.
Sounds like James Bond. I like it.
Yeah, it's two first names is what it is. That means he's a trustworthy person. No, that doesn't mean that. I just made that up. Connor Tracy says, hello, drinking bros. I wanted to nominate my uncle, Mash Davis, for drinking bro of the week. He was a recon Marine and the 2nd Recon Battalion and went to Iraq in the 1st Gulf War. Taught me how to drink, dip, fight, treat women with respect, and love our country. I hope that you can make him drinking bro of the week and wish a happy belated Marine Corps birthday and a happy Veterans Day to him. We sure can, Mash.
We sure can. I like that. Did you hear what she said? She said, like, fight, dip, and treat a woman properly. I fucking like that.
I do, too.
I fucking like that.
What a fucking dope dude. And his name is Mash Davis. How dope is that name?
Yeah, listen, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you don't get any better than Mash Davis coming at you. That's fucking amazing. Listen, kids, we will say a cheers to you. Thanks for tuning in. It's been another disgusting fun night. If you're still around, JT&T dumped out. We relived.
Stop.
We're gonna open up a amusement park where we relive all American tragedies.
We're gonna end with Jared Franchise Taylor, where his belly's more than a business. You know,
it's a lifestyle. It's more than a business. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Go to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Drinkingbrospodcast.com. For all your sweet T-shirt needs from the show, you've also got the France Press there that Jared drinks out of.
We got accessories. We got all the goodies there.
Yeah. So go on over to drinkingbrospodcast.com. Get your loved ones something for the holidays. For Mr. Evan Hafer, Matt Best, Jared Taylor, what are we calling you now? Triple Didge? We calling you Triple Didge Taylor?
It's questionable Triple Didge.
Yeah, that one needs to be reevaluated.
Quidge?
Yeah, Quidge.
Quidge. Quidge.
Trilogy on, Quidge. Taylor.
Trilogy Taylor. And I am Ross Patterson. We are out of here. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Evan Hafer.
Good night, Matt Best.
Matt Best. Good night.
Good night, Jared.
Love you guys.
All the way.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.